This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, Kang back in our studios. We are outside Comerica Park getting set for Tigers and Guardians in the ALDS Game 3. Tied at one here. People getting ready, already lining up to get in to Comerica Park. And the tailgate lots are filling up around us. Things are starting to buzz down here. It's going to be a big day, and should be very, very exciting. And Tigers playing unbelievably well. I mean, this crew of players, this manager, this pitching coach, it's been incredible. It's been incredible what they've been able to pull off. Kader Montero getting the call for the Tigers today. He has been outstanding against the Guardians this year. 8 1/3, 4 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, no earned runs. In 2 appearances, he did all that in 98 pitches. I'm sure they aren't thinking he's going to go complete game, but that's very rarely the plan.
In the playoffs these days?
Yeah. And yet, you know, the numbers are right there in front of you. He's had a lot of success in his 2 appearances, including on Saturday against this Guardians team. We shall see. 1-1, 2 games in. Tigers sitting in a good spot with the next 2 at home and a Scooble start in the holster. Minimum goal is to get 1 of these 2 in Detroit. Maximum is to win them both and save Scooble for the next round. That's a big picture question. That's a 30,000-foot view. Right now, Gator, it's about these next 9 innings that will take place this afternoon.
It is. I just saw a gentleman walk past with a Riley Green Erie Seawolves jersey.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
That is pretty sweet. Yep. And they've unleashed the hounds.
Yep.
The gates are open at least to get in here. I don't know if they're open to get into the ballpark. But as far as
there's a gated area here. Yeah, they've got it cordoned off. But, yep, big party down here in Detroit. Let's get back to your phone calls. We've asked the question about how in a series, almost invariably, you start to just – guys on the other team start to irritate you. And it happens for – sometimes they do the most innocuous things. Like they don't even really do anything that offensive, but you find it offensive.
You'll make it offensive.
Yeah, Josh Naylor's mustache. I mean, come on.
There's a common theme with Josh Naylor through the ticket text, by the way.
Which is what?
Everyone thinks he should be working at a gas station. Like, just everybody. It's unbelievable.
Well, he's been... Fortunately, he's been good, but...
He's got that body, but he's been very good for Cleveland. I mean, 108 runs driven in on the season. I think he had 31 home runs. He's good. You gotta watch out for him. There's a few batters in that lineup you have to pay extra attention to. He's one of them.
Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Roy. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Roy.
Hey, greetings from Toledo, land of the Mud Hens, where most of these miracle men started. There's a buzz down here like you wouldn't believe. I was at Game 2, sitting in what's basically the equivalent of K-Line Corner, right there. Got to watch the home run drop down in a sea of really angry red and blue, and it made my brother and I extremely happy.
That's funny.
Having said that, it's Josh Naylor. I'm sorry. He's a cross between that duck from like the 1970s cartoons that was round at the bottom with a big white diaper and that Partridge Family partridge that tried to wiggle off that egg. I swear his walk-up music should be Fat Bottom Girls. He's a softball player, body.
Make the rock and roll go round.
It's funny. It's funny. He's just out there playing, but I find him irritating as well. And it was all about his celebration when he broke up the no-hitter. And I'm like, all right, enough. And if I go back and look at it, I bet he did just north of nothing.
Right.
I was just mad about, mostly I was mad about the no-hitter getting broken up.
You had a muscle twitch, and you're like, he's telling the crowd to do the wave.
Yeah. This guy. Thank you, Roy. We go to Josh next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Josh.
Hi. Stephen Boak. I have a healthy hatred. I hate that man. He's a reverse Jose Ramirez. His head is way too small for his big-ass body. His face is uncomfortable. He looks like a bulldog chewing on a bumblebee. This guy, he just seems like a jerk. Like, he could be in Italy eating pasta, and he would be the one to make the comment, this isn't Olive Garden. Just look at him. I hate, like, he's walking down the sidewalk. He would never avoid his shoulder running into anyone. That's how big of a jerk he looks.
That's like the biggest jerk.
Yeah, this guy, I got to tell you, it's amazing the conclusions we can draw just from seeing a guy on TV for a few seconds. Mm. He's got him as Olive Garden pasta snob.
I mean, when you're there, you're family, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Let's go to Tony. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. Put another vote in for Josh Naylor. He's probably on the team only because his brother's on the team. And so, you know, he reminds me of my days in the beer league softball where, you know, he's got two wristbands and he's got his, helmet painted. And he just takes me back to the guy who's swinging for the fences, you know, those left-handed, home run hitters. And I don't know, I got the cooties just looking at him.
Well, it's...
At some point, this is going to start to feel uncomfortable.
Why is that?
I'm just saying. There's a lot of unhealthy feelings being thrown at these guys for no reason.
Oh, no. It makes me laugh because I played second base. And when they hit that ball to me, I knew I had, maybe about an hour and a half to throw to first because the guy wasn't a speedster, let me tell you.
Well, that might be Naylor. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Steven next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Steven.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
It's got to be Josh Naylor. If his helmet falls off one more time when he swings, my TV's going off the balcony.
No, don't do that.
No.
But, yes, his helmet does have a propensity to come off. The Tiger pitchers are fooling him.
Kang, you see all the ticket texts that come in. Based upon the phone calls, is this basically a runaway winner?
No, I mean, you haven't read any of the texts. I have definitely sent you some texts. But Naylor's, I mean, he's definitely the leader in the clubhouse.
I'm looking at the text now. You know who really grinds my gears?
Here we go.
John Kenzie Noel for two unreasonable reasons. First, the improper placement of the letter H in his first name. So precious. Second, his nickname is Big Christmas. Signed, Santa George at work in Livonia.
Oh, see? Can't do that. Fringing on a holiday?
It's 1,000% Naylor, writes an unnamed texter. The guy looks like a gas station attendant. With all respect due to gas station.
Well, listen, we had a Pepsi delivery man was our catcher for years. We loved him.
Yeah, that's true. Jerry. When Rocchio got mad at himself for making an out in the last inning of Game 2, I was screaming at the TV, yelling to go back to the dugout. Definitely did it for me. That's from John in St. Clair Shores.
Oh, Kang called him out first. Who? Rocchio.
Yeah.
Rocchio. All right.
Kang, you are so right. I loathe Rocchio. Yo, Kang. I hate Fokio, too. That's from Will in a Car.
These are definitive, by the way, right, guys? I mean, these everything we're saying is, spot on.
Yep. Hey, we know what it is. It's just what happens.
Hey,
they could do the same show in Cleveland.
100%.
And find a way to...
You think they might not like Scoobal?
Yeah.
You think Derek Scoobal's on their list?
When Scoobal's, like, go after the game, he's like... Yeah, I shouldn't have done it. The fans here are great. He was nothing but complimentary. But, yeah, I'm sure they could do the same thing.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It is what it is. 248-539-9797. Coming up today at 12:30, we'll hear what Dan Campbell from the Detroit Lions had to say to our morning show, including his thoughts on the Tigers.